Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tega Industries Limited Q1 FY 2025 earnings conference call hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Hitesh Agarwal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shlok. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Q1 FY 2025 earnings conference call of Tega Industries Limited. Today on this call, we have with us Mr. Mehul Mohanka, Managing Director and Group CEO, Mr. Pratik Roy, Product Management, Global Sales and Marketing, and Mr. Sharad Kumar Khaitan, who is the CFO. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference call may contain a certain forward-looking statement which are based on belief, opinion, and expectation of a company as of date. A detailed statement has also been given on the company investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange. I hope everybody has had a chance to go through the results. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Mehul Mohanka for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and a warm welcome to all the participants on the call. I am joined this evening by Mr. Imam, who is a director on the board, Mr. Pratik Roy, President, Product Group and Sales, and Mr. Sharad Kumar Khaitan, our CFO. The total group revenues for Q1 of FY 2025 stood at rupees 352 crores, with an EBITDA of rupees 76 crores. That is an EBITDA margin of 21%. Revenues have been higher by about 75 crores than the same period last year, mainly due to spillover of the carry-forward from the last quarter, that is Q4 of FY 2024, to the current quarter and higher service income. The total revenues of the consumables business segment grew by rupees 84 crores over the same period last year, whereas the equipment business segment moderated to 37 crores from 45 crores during the same period last year. The increase of group revenues by 27% should be adjusted for the one-time impact, and it will sequentially bring it in line with our earlier estimates of 15% average growth rate. It may be noted that we acquired Tega McNally Minerals Limited in February of 2023, and hence the comparative figures for the same period last year are fully comparable, as both the consumable and the equipment business segments have been fully operative for the entire 12-month period ending 31st March 2024. It is very important for me to thank and express my heartfelt gratitude to the entire team on our performance in such a dynamic operating environment. I believe that high employee engagement leads to improved customer satisfaction, which in turn leads to better business results. Our employees across the globe feel engaged and committed, which helps us in customer satisfaction and creating value for all our stakeholders. The integration of Tega McNally with Tega has been progressing as per our expectation and has started yielding results. As informed earlier, Tega McNally has formed a consortium for designing and commissioning of a new 7 million ton per annum iron ore screening and beneficiation plant at Donimalai for NMDC Limited. The total contract value, including taxes, is 872 crores, with Tega McNally's share being rupees 120 crores, and this will be executed over a period of 26 months. From a logistics point of view, the shipping routes continue to be a challenge, with shipping lines evading the conflict-stricken Red Sea. Congestion at major ports along these alternative routes has escalated, delaying the container turnaround times. The time to deliver products to customers has also gone up substantially. The COVID crisis has left us with experiences on how to manage such logistic challenges proactively, and we have already executed such measures in anticipation of such disruptions. The impact of heightened shipping costs will be passed on to the customers in most of the cases. Our supply chain is more vigilant, with better planning for both raw material as well as customer deliveries. We have built up the inventory and are in constant communication with all our customers and business partners to navigate this crisis. We also have a strong order book at a group level of 560 crores as of June 2024 end, vis-à-vis an order book of 520 crores as of June 2023, without considering the long-term orders like NMDC in Tega McNally. We have received all regulatory approvals, including construction for the Chile project, and have started the construction activity. We intend to start the commercial production for the new facility by June of 2025. The Chile project will assist us in consolidating the existing facilities and adding new capacity, which shall help us gain efficiency and strengthen our presence in Latin America. Apart from the existing project, we have also procured additional land measuring 51,000 square meters alongside the project site for 21 crores, which will be used for future expansion. Sustainability is not only important for us, but also for the customers we serve, and Tega recognizes the significance of environment, social, and governance. We are committed to being a sustainable business, as we believe it is not only a commercial and moral imperative, but also a tremendous opportunity. As we work towards the net zero goals, our technologies and products are helping our customers on their own sustainability journey by enabling significant reductions in power consumption and a reduction of their carbon footprint. I would like to express our sincere gratitude to all our investors for their unwavering faith in our company. Thank you for your continued support, and now I would like to hand over to Sharad to take you through the financial performance of the company for the period under review.
Thank you, Mehul. A very warm welcome to everyone, and thank you for joining the earnings call for Q1 of FY25. In our business, generally H2 is always better than H1 in terms of our performance, both in revenue and profitability margin. And hence, comparison with the immediately preceding quarter, that is Q4 of FY24, is not being commented upon. The total group revenues for Q1 of FY25 stood at 352 crores with an EBITDA of 76 crores. That is at an EBITDA margin of 21%. Revenues have been higher by about 75 crores than the same period last year, mainly due to the spillover or the carry forward from the last quarter and higher service income as informed earlier. The revenue from operations has grown by approximately 72%, that is from 268 crores in the same period last year to 340 crores, with the consumable business segment growing by approximately 26%, that is from 224 crores in same period last year to about 305 crores in the period in the review. The equipment business segment had a revenue from operations of 36 crores versus 44 crores in same period last year. The equipment business performance was lower in the current quarter due to delay in receipt of payments, inspection reports, and certain dispatch clearance certificates from few customers, which is expected to be regularized in Q2 of the current financial year. The order book for both the business segments remains strong. The overall operating EBITDA at a group level for Q1 of FY25 has grown from 39 crores in same period last year to 64 crores in the reporting quarter. We achieved an operating EBITDA of 19% at a group level versus 15% last year. The consumables business segment achieved an EBITDA margin of 21% in Q1 of FY25 versus 16% in same period last year. The EBITDA margins for the equipment business would show recovery once we are able to record the revenue as mentioned earlier. With respect to integration of Tega McNally Minerals Limited with Tega Industries Limited, please note that the integration milestones and the synergy targets are progressing as per the integration plan, and we are satisfied with the progress made till date. We are on the path to capture the full potential of the equipment business, not only to gain economies of scale, but also to reposition the products in the market and accelerate our overall strategy. One small step in this regard is getting the order from NMDC Limited, the largest iron ore mining company of India, for designing and commissioning of the 7 metric tons per annum iron ore screening and beneficiation plant at Doni Malai as part of a consortium being mentioned by Mehul earlier. Tega McNally's share, including taxes in the said contract, is approximately 120 crores, and the scope includes design and supply of specific equipment from the proposed plant like feeders, screens, hydrocyclones, spiral classifier, tailing, thickeners, etc. Thank you very much for your time, and the forum is now open to any questions you may have. Over to you, Hitesh.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use a handset while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Soni from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello.
You may go ahead with your question.
Congratulations for good set of numbers. My first question is on future outlook side. Could you share your perspective on future outlook of the copper industry and how company plan to navigate the anticipated market trend and challenges in the upcoming period?
The revenue estimates what we give is about an average of 15% over the last 5 years and an EBIT, blended EBITDA margin of 21-odd%.
So, as we have said earlier also, copper and gold, our business is around 75% of our business comes from these two ore. Last year, copper overall grew by 2.2%, but in the last quarter, you know, there was a problem with Paramal mines which closed down and a few other projects which had also got delayed as far as commissioning was there. But from this first half, we see good headwinds over there. Projects are now coming online. Going forward, both for the current financial year and the next year, we think copper can be, outlook is pretty good.
Okay. My next question is on margin guidance and the growth guidance for this financial year 25. Could you please provide the guidance?
We have already given the guidance that the revenue growth should be around 15% on an average with an blended EBITDA margin of about 20-21%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask your questions. The next question is from the line of Saloni Shah from SK Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a few questions. The first one is regarding the competition. So considering long-standing players like Metso and the others in the market, we currently offer a superior product. So can these competitors replicate it, or is your product continuously upgraded?
So if you look at the product compared to Metso, globally we are competing against product of Metso only. Metso is our major competitor globally, and our product, both from quality and other aspects of deliverance of value to the customer, is in no way second to anyone. Okay, and on some of the fronts, including Dana Prime, we are the leaders in the in that segment.
We do invest into R&D, and lot of proposals and products are under evaluation, and we will let you know once the commercial launches are done. So we always try to remain ahead of the curve and ahead of the competition as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you. So then my second question is, sir, could you provide more details on the potential infrastructure improvements planned for the next 2-3 years? Specifically, what kind of capex are we anticipating for the same?
There are two business segments what we are talking about, ma'am. The first is we have a capex plan of about $30 million overall in the consumable business segment, of which a significant portion will be towards the Chile capex plan, which we just spoke and mentioned that we are starting the construction. We have started the construction, and it is expected the commercial production to be there from June 25. Apart from that, in the equipment business space, as and when the capex is required, we shall have those fundings done to revive the equipment business and take it forward. So anything in the range of 15 to 20 crores is the immediate requirement for that particular business.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead. The current participant seems to have disconnected. The next question is from the line of Chirag Muchla. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So, firstly, on the consumable segment, in last quarter, we had mentioned about some supply chain issues in West Asia related Red Sea supply constraints, which has led to some deferment of revenue. So, just wanted to have an update that are all those things completely sorted, or did those impact revenue booking in Q1 also?
Chirag, like we mentioned in our opening remarks, the revenues have been higher by 75 crores Q1 was current year versus Q1 last year, and we have clearly mentioned that one of the main reasons is the spillover or the carry forward from the last quarter. That is why you have such a high revenues in Q1, which normally we do not have. As far as the logistics is concerned, the shipping routes continue to be a challenge because there are so many issues along the Red Sea, and there is congestion of the ports, and there is a lot of delay in the container time. But like we mentioned earlier, we have taken proactive steps in anticipation of such disruptions, and we are doing a pre-planning advancement to ensure that we meet our estimates, and our customers are also not disturbed. As far as the backlogs, etc. is concerned, a significant major portion of that has been recovered, and these disruptions keep having. So as and when they come, we will let you know about that.
Sure. Sir, on the Europe order, so this would have been the second quarter for the execution of that Europe order. So just qualitatively speaking, how is our experience and the normal quarterly run rate? It can vary from month to month, but in Q1 also, if you can qualitatively speak about whether the Europe orders execution has been progressing well as per our expectation, and roughly speaking, around 30 crore or so has been generated from that order in Q1?
Chirag, as far as this European order is concerned, we are very happy to inform that it's been more than 6 months and we are doing pretty well. The customer is very happy and satisfied with our progress we have done so far. And it's a matter of pride that we have been able to successfully maneuver these 6 months and prove that yes, we can operate in those conditions as well. This order particularly on an average generates about 10 crores of cash flow per month, which is on a steady state basis and keeps continuing accruing us over the period of 5+1, that is 6 years.
Okay. Sir, one question I wanted to check on how the global, the mining industry, especially the three ores that we cater to, gold, copper and iron ore. So considering that there are certain economic challenges globally in certain countries because of various economic situations, etc., are we seeing a trend where the shift from, let's say, metallic liners to Dynaprime, etc., continues as we have seen in 2-3 years prior, or is there some softness in decision making by customers? Because generally, when economic situations are a bit unfavorable, generally this product upgradation, etc., takes a backseat with some countries and some customers. So just wanted to have your qualitative comment on the same.
So, Chirag, Pratik here. So, you see, you're right that there has been some disruptions in the three ores. However, fortunately, while some of the countries like Australia, Canada, Peru and United States have gone down, some others like Kazakhstan, South Africa, Indonesia, they have come up. So, overall, the market remains moderately with the growth, so flattish. So, there is no immediate challenge out there. Similarly, for copper, while one segment in construction is going down, the other on energy conservation is going up. So those are balancing each other out. So the larger trend is that we see a similar trends as we have seen last year. However, significant growth is projected beyond 25. So that's the situation currently.
Just to summarize, Chirag, we are bullish on the prospects of the overall industry. The metals that we primarily focus upon from the consumer's perspective are copper and gold, which continue to be of significant interest globally due to their various end-use applications. And we don't think any impact on the global economic situation is going to have on the use of these two commodities. with EV, focus on renewables, all of that, the consumption and the focus on these two ores shall remain as it is and should be on a growth trajectory as itself.
Sure, sir. That's heartening to know. And last question on the equipment business. So our commentary thus far has been that we want to take a conservative approach in terms of equipment business bidding for new contracts, because obviously the initial focus is to upgrade the products and processes and integrate the same. So in that context, it was heartening to see our first maiden large order of 120 crore from NMDC. So, where are we in that journey, and should one expect that going forward, we should expect, continuation of such large orders, and we are ready with at least some of the product categories so that we will now start bidding aggressively in the domestic market?
So, on the domestic market, the Indian market as far as mineral processing equipment is there is very bullish now, okay? And our basic idea with this NMDC, such large project come in sequences of growth, and basically we are going to look at, both in the coal and the iron ore sector, how this growth are going to take place through brownfield and greenfield projects. We have been over the period of the last 15 months that we have taken over McNally, been putting in a lot of upgradation of the product. Some of the upgradation is already in progress, and overall we are pretty bullish on this thing. As you know that apart from the NMDC, our order booking is pretty strong now and good. And going forward, I think next year also, we think that the strong growth will continue to happen with the capital equipment business. Having said that, capital equipment business, the equipment takes 5 months, 6 months to get ready. Various components are there. So in some months, we will have large revenue, some months will have below the average revenue, but overall looking forward for the full year, we are pretty confident of reaching our growth targets.
That's heartening, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. As a reminder, participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Patwa from Quest Investment Advisor. Please go ahead. Mr. Saurabh?
Hello?
You may go ahead with your question.
I just wanted your on the acquired company, McNally, Shayaji, how the progress has been? So is it in line with what you would have originally expected? Or is it better, and how do you see from a 3-year view that acquisition helping us in our growth targets?
So even in last year we grew, okay, so in 12 months we compared to the previous year from 183 we grew up to 206. So that, both we were looking at the business, there were a lot of issues over there for us to understand. Cultural indication is a part of it. It's a process, and right in the first stage when we had taken over the company, we had said this will take around 18 to 24 months for us to fully integrate. Okay, and then we'll start looking at. So whatever is happening till date, we are pretty happy with the milestones which we are reaching. As I said in the question before, we have invested quite heavily on product integration and people and resource. We have hired people from different industry to bolster the whole team, and happily our product booking is pretty strong now, and overall, as I said, we are pretty bullish on that.
So while the integration, sir, just an extension of the previous question, while the integration may take 18 to 24 months, is it much higher than your expectation, or and you're getting much more confident now versus what you would have maybe 12 months back or maybe 6 months back?
Like we mentioned earlier, the integration milestones and the synergy targets what we had expected, we are as per our integration plans. And like Imam sir just mentioned, we are pretty confident of the turnaround of the McNally story as well, with the growth we made in FY24 and the current state in FY25.
Great, sir. Great. Congratulations and all the best for the coming
Thank
quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayank Bhandari from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I have a few questions from the annual report that you had recently released. Firstly, sir, what is your proportion of revenue from the mill liners? Is it like 75% of the total revenue?
Yes, around that same level, Amayang.
So which gives me a number of almost 1100 crore of the total revenue from the mill liners.
You are talking about FY24 numbers, right?
Yes, yes, FY24.
Go ahead, what's your question?
So in last almost 2-3 years, the growth has been, in the particularly in the mill liner, it has been at a handsome rate of almost more than 20% CAGR. So I think, I mean, if you were to estimate your market share now at this moment globally, what would have been? I mean, have you been significantly outperforming the competition? So is it like a double-digit kind of market share now?
So market share figure as of now, I'm not saying, but let me just tell you, because the market itself, if you look at copper and gold, they are growing at 2 or 3%. The liner business itself is growing around 5%. And we are growing above 15%. Okay? So the all the growth that is taking place is a market share gain. Okay, so we have not reached a double digit figure as far growth was concerned, but we are on the path to that.
Okay. Just reconfirming one thing, because in the annual report is written 25% from the non-mill liner, which includes Tega McNally, right?
Yeah, the console numbers, if you see, console numbers, it will be 25% of my domestic sales, which includes McNally revenues as well.
So total console number, 75% is mill liner and 25% is...
No. 75% is my exports on this thing, and 25% is domestic sales. In that domestic sales, McNally is contributing... The entire McNally 100% revenue is a part of that domestic sales.
Okay. And secondly, sir, you also written that there are some acquisition plans going on in the McNally business, which is written in the annual report. If you could help elaborate on that.
We have not mentioned of any acquisition plans. We have mentioned, if I recall correctly, we have mentioned that we will do sufficient capex in that business.
Okay. 15 to 20 crores some numbers.
Yeah, 15 to 20 crores is the capex what we intend to do on the equipment business category.
Okay, sir. Got it. And third question is, sir, as part of our solar power initiatives, we have, I think, 3 plants under the initiation where we are working on developing the solar plants. So what kind of cost saving we will realize once all of them are materially contributing?
It will help us reduce our power cost, and then other than that, we believe strongly in that ESG and other initiatives. So it will help us generate green energy, and you know, that is how we intend to use the solar power.
Any number cost saving in terms of how much you can?
Not any specific number at this juncture, man.
Okay, and...
But we have solar plants which are coming up, solar installations in Samali, Kalyani, as well as the Dahej plants.
Yeah, that is.
Totally, if you see, it's about 1600 to 1700 kilowatt power of solar power what we intend to harness.
Okay, okay. And sir, the last question on the global front, we have seen that Metso is indicating that the inquiry pipeline for the copper particularly is very strong, although the results indicate that there is weakness. So what kind of traction you are seeing, particularly in the house, has the inquiries increased recently, or how is it?
Mayank, we would not like to comment on Metso's result this thing, but as far as our revenue estimates are concerned, we are confident that we will be able to meet our revenue estimates and guidance given for both the revenue as well as the EBITDA margins.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. And I would compliment on the annual report. It's very exhaustive and informative.
Thank you, Mayank.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And I have most of the questions already answered. I have only two questions. First is our logistic cost compared to our normal logistic cost. What is how much it is higher currently?
The logistics cost is basically we do not have too much of an increase in the logistics cost because we pass on the logistics cost to our customers with a small time lag.
Okay. Okay. And secondly, sir, in terms of inorganic growth strategy of the company and overall capital allocation decision thought process, can you elaborate on that front, sir? That will be my final question.
No. Can you be a little specific? I couldn't understand your question.
So the question is basically in terms of growth, investment into the business. So one is that we are making investment, like we are making investment for Chile project, right? And
yes.
equipment business, we have earmarked 15 to 20 crores. Apart from that, in any inorganic growth strategy company is following in F25-26?
The person you are speaking.
Hello?
Yeah, I got your question. Last year only we have, in February 23, we acquired Macnelly as part of our growth expansion strategy, and we are open for any acquisition which comes, but then it has to be at the right value for us. If it's the right value fitment, we are definitely open and we will explore that if it's a strategic fit for us.
So it is a combination of geography, or it's a combination of capability or capability standpoint?
We are a global player and any geography, it can be a capability enhancement, it can be a technology enhancement, it can be a geographical expansion, but it has to be strategically right fit for us, and then we can evaluate that if anything comes.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. First question is on Macnelly. So, is there an order book number which you can share?
Anubhav, can you speak a little louder?
Mr. Anubhav, please get closer to your microphone.
Yeah, is this better?
So you're not.
Yes, a little better now.
Yeah, so the question, I'll just give you 1 second.
Yeah, better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, so the question is basically for Macnelly, is there a sort of an order book number which you can share, including the NMDC order which is there?
See, the NMDC order is about 120 crores, which is to be executed in a span of 24 to 26 months. We see the order book at an overall group level because the industry we are servicing is the same, you know. And when we talk about an order book, we don't consider long-term contracts in our order book numbers.
Okay. So basically, so Macnelly, what is the growth number which you said you are targeting for the equipment business?
We are targeting a 15% revenue growth in the Macnelly business.
Should it not be higher given that you are basically now turning it around and you are expanding the end sort of targeted market? Can it potentially be higher is the question.
Yeah, the overall equipment business is anything in the range of $28 to $30 billion. So that is the scope for us, as well as the domestic industry also, like Imam sir mentioned, there's a lot of scope there. We will definitely try
but on a conservative basis, we would like to remain at a 15% guidance at this stage.
Sure. And on consumables, is there a metric, let's say, so there are a lot of questions which people keep asking for a new product development, and you have said that you focus on that. But is there, let's say in FY24, what sort of revenues did you do from new products in the consumable side? Or what is your target for that, let's say, a few years down the line? Is there something which you track internally?
You see, basically what we have mentioned in all our guidance estimates is a 15% revenue growth. This comes from a mix of a few things actually. Number one is high quality solutions what we give to our customers. Second is the product or the solution value addition what you give to the consumers. And this value addition comes from not only the product quality, the service quality, as well as other intangibles, what is a part of that. So till you don't modify and keep upgrading, consumers will not find any attraction and value in the product. So that is how we look for our growth trajectories.
Okay, okay. Understand. And just one last question on the consumer business. What would be the proportion of volumes would be from CapEx side of it and what is, let's say, OPEX side of it?
I couldn't understand your question.
So let's say for your customer, when you are supplying it as an operation expense versus when you are supplying it as a, when they are doing a CapEx.
Consumer business, our CapEx related consumable are very low. It's 5% and below. Most of our consumer business are OPEX related. It comes in the form of our own spares as well as growth in the market share through converting from different type of liners to our design and from competitor. So growth from, see the growth, the market itself is growing by 4-5%. So all the new business from OEM levels which you are going to do will be limited to that. And our figures are also tracking that figure only. 5%
and below. Sure, understand. That's all for my question. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. This was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much everybody for participating and we look forward to your constant feedback. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Tega Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.